She has a question from last episode from Ali. Ali asked about the aura of the woman in front of her children, in front of her brothers, and this extended to the father or very close relatives, the men who are considered to be mahram for her. Yes.
We tried to handle this question and answer it, but of course, because of the lack of time and so on, we covered as much as we can. But there are very important notices we have to mention now. First of all, you mentioned that her relatives, this is a very broad word, that some people would extend it to, you know, cousins and others, even far cousins. When we say the male mahram, they are mentioned in ayah or verse number 31 of Surah An-Nur. Last time we said that a woman may show her zina or the body parts of the zina to her male mahrams without restriction. So she doesn't have to wear a complete hijab before the maharim. But who determines the maharim? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that I would refer you to verse number 31st of Surah An-Nur, the light. This is very important. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says specifically in that regard, وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا لِبُعُولَتِهِنَّ and not to show nor reveal their zina, except to their husbands, to their fathers, and to the fathers of their husbands, their fathers-in-law. Remember, no brothers-in-law mentioned. And to their stepsons, their husbands' sons, to their brothers, and to their nephews, the children of their brothers or the children of their sisters, and so forth. So the ayah explains who are al-maharim and who is entitled to be considered as a mahram. Generally speaking, the mahram is the male member of your family whom you're not allowed to marry, period. Not temporarily, but eternally. So that the brother-in-law, you're not allowed to marry as long as you're married to your husband who's his brother. Accordingly, he's not a mahram. He's a temporary mahram. But for any reason, if it happens that the husband dies, God forbid, or they get divorced, she becomes lawful for the brother to marry after the iddah, of course. So that's why he's not considered to be a mahram. Before him, before the brother-in-law, a woman must wear the complete full hijab as any stranger. And she should not be alone with him because he is not a permanent mahram. That's one thing. In the West and in some societies, people consider the cousins are brothers to the point that they think that it's not permissible to marry one's cousin, which in Islam, of course, it is permissible to marry to your cousin. And the Prophet ﷺ was married to his cousin Zainab. May Allah be pleased with her. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. From that we understand that the maharim who were mentioned in the ayah are permitted to see the following parts, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressed about by saying that az-zina. And of course it does not mean az-zina itself as adornment, but the interpreters of the Quran say that the meaning of that the body parts which a woman may wear the adornment on, such as the necklace, then we're talking about the neck. The bracelet, then we're talking about the hand, the arms, the hair, the feet, and so on. What a woman would normally wear at home amongst her children, amongst her brothers and sisters, while working, while doing any activities, as long as there is modesty. And of course, that varies from a person to another of al-maharim. So the ayah talked about the fathers-in-law, and also mention the stepsons, because they are permanently maharim. But of course, a woman would not treat her stepson like her father. So that's why the ulama put another term, which is amnul fitna, to be secure from any temptation. So that would vary from a person to another. Wallahu alam.